Welcome to Ruby Rider's Pegging Paradise podcast number 84 on May 7th, 2014. So I have a couple of announcements here. The first one is that if you were not aware, it is masturbation month. Yes, indeed. May is masturbation month. Let me give you a little history about how this happened. Back in the Clinton administration, there was a Surgeon General named Jocelyn Elders for a brief period of time. And the way the story goes is something like this. They were at a World Health Organization meeting, and they were talking about trying to prevent young people from having sex too early and teen pregnancy and all that. And someone asked Jocelyn Elders what she thought about masturbation. And her reply was very close to these exact words. Well, I think it's a natural thing, and I think that perhaps it's something that ought to be taught in the schools. And they crucified her for it, and she got kicked off her post. She was forced to resign. So Good Vibrations, which is a sex toy store that's been around for, 30-plus years up in San Francisco, definitely took offense at this, seeing as masturbation is something that's natural, everybody does it, and it's really something that we ought to be able to talk about, right? So what they did was they named May Masturbation Month in honor of Jocelyn Elders. It was the coolest thing. And, you know, there's been a number of things that have happened in May to celebrate this. I've seen a couple of write-ups for a masturbate-a-thon. Literally, people, they're masturbating and raising money for some of the sexual education centers up in the San Francisco area. And the word is spreading little by little that May is Masturbation Month. Now, the interesting thing as well, from my perspective, is that in last September, Jocelyn Elders was the closing keynote speaker at CatalystCon West. And when she was asked about Masturbation Month, she didn't even realize that this was a thing. And, well, in honor of her, that's what the part that she didn't realize. And I'm not sure that she knew about Masturbation Month at all. But nonetheless, it continues. She was thrilled to hear the news, and she was honored. And Masturbation Month continues every May. And how I do my part is, every May, I try to make a post every single day because I get off every single day in May, swear to God. And what I do with my blog posts is that I give you guys an inside line as to what I was thinking about when I had my orgasm, what the fantasy was that was going through my head. So if you want a little bit of direct line into the fantasies of Ruby Rider, this would be it. May is absolutely it. And I try and have some nice pictures, too, of masturbation. And I hope you'll join me on my blog and check in every day. And I also hope you'll join me in masturbating every day because May is a happy month, you guys. It totally is. It's awesome. Okay, other news. I will be speaking at DomCon. DomCon is the world's largest professional and lifestyle domination convention, and it started in 2004, and an observation was made that there had really been a gulf growing between the professional dominatrixes and the lifestyle dominant women. So this convention brings it all together, and it's not just women. You know, it's funny because I say, you know, that whole introduction that I just gave you really didn't say anything about men, but certainly there is going to be men there who are dominant as well. So this is my first time at DomCon. I'm not really quite sure what to expect, but I offered to teach a couple of classes about pegging, and they said yes. So on Friday, May 16th, from 3:45 until 5, I will be teaching a class about beginning pegging. And on Sunday, May 18th, from 11:45 until 1, I will be teaching a class on advanced pegging. And there are many other events like the mistress's dinner and play parties and the mistress's tea. So if any of you listeners are going to this, this is in Los Angeles at the Hilton, the LAX Hilton. If anybody's going, I'll be there. You find me, say hello. I've always got a hug for anybody who finds me out in a public venue and says, hey, where's my hug? So with that, let's jump right into the letters. Hi, Ruby, longtime reader, first-time poster. Love all the work you have done, and it's been really helpful. I seek some advice. We are a new couple to ask play, as it's been a gradual build to the act. My wife is a bit squeamish to the idea of anything related to ass play. It's taking patience and coaxing from me for her to begin using a prostate massager on me. It's been great so far, and she's becoming more receptive to the idea. But I can tell that she really only does it because she knows I really like it. So do I have to resign myself to her just tolerating it? Do you find that people warm up to it more with exposure? Is there anything else I can do to help her embrace it more? Or is time the only cure? Thanks again for all that you do. Well, okay, let's approach this from a number of different directions. The first thing this makes me think of is that there is some area of back off that she has that's not allowing her to enjoy it completely. It's quite possible that she's just one of these people that is never going to really embrace ass play. And if that's the case, fine, but it's worth communicating with her and asking her if there's any areas that are causing her concern or back off or whatever it is that she might have. For example, perhaps she's a little squicked out by the cleanliness and you can reassure her that you're doing everything you can. You can use gloves for her. There's a number of different ways that you can make it more clean, less freak out for people who really are concerned about the germs. So that's one area that she might be freaking out about. She may have concerns that you're gay. That's like the most common one, right? So unless you guys have talked about all these things, then I suggest that you do and you probe a little bit. Yeah, pun intended, right? And ask her what the back off is. Perhaps not so directly, but you might ask her if there's any way that you can make it more enjoyable and that you're getting the feeling that she's just doing it for you. Now, you didn't really mention that you're actually into the pegging yet, and you're just doing ass play, because one of the things that I was going to suggest, if you do get to the pegging, is there are some beautifully feminine harnesses that are made by Spare Parts that look so lovely that that might be something she would enjoy. Perhaps it's concern about her femininity. So do you see how there's a number of different areas that she might be concerned about? The other thing I always ask guys when they're in a position like this is you need to be sure you are rocking her world sexually to the point where when you're done with her, she's looking at you saying, oh my God, that was so incredible. What can I do for you? That you rock her world so much sexually that she is eager to return the favor, to do whatever it is that, you know, gets your rocks off, that really, you know, frosts your cake. So make sure you're doing that. But really, where you start is communication. Sometimes when women start ass play, it's more with the pegging. I was going to say, sometimes women can discover a hidden dominance. And certainly this is something that can happen, but usually it happens with pegging as opposed to just ass play. Hopefully she is a partner who gets really excited when you are experiencing a lot of pleasure, because that will help. If nothing else, you can just put a butt plug in and fuck her, because then when she sees the intense orgasm that you have, you can say, well, yeah, that's because of prostate, you know, pleasure, and that's why I want to keep doing this. So see how the communication keeps coming back. It's really all about information and also pulling that string, whatever that string is, about why she's got some back off on it. Could be that it's new. Could be that it's germs. Could be she thinks you might be gay. See what I mean? Bunch of different things. So pull the string, ask her very nicely, and ask her at a time when you guys aren't in bed. That's always a really good idea, because when you're all naked and everything's happening and you're in the middle of everything, that's really a bad time to bring stuff up, usually. So do it at a time when everything's calm and you're outside of the bedroom and see what happens. And please call back and let us know. And good luck to you, sir. Okay, here is my next letter. It starts off with swearing. I love it. Damn it, why can't my wife have an uncircumcised cock? Laugh out loud. Okay, I am so close to giving up on pegging. I love it in the ass so damn much, and so does she. She can't get enough of it. Problem is, we use a real-do fieldo with a harness. She can come fantastically, but it always dries up. Maybe we just need to keep trying new lubes, but with silicone, all we can use is water-based. Here's my problem. The damn lube won't stay in. And on top of that, it almost seems like my ass drinks the lube up like water. It gets dry extremely quick, and almost certainly we have to use 10 times as much lube just to keep things smooth, because it all ends up on my ass and her front. So damn frustrating. Please help. I use butt plugs to get in the mood after cleaning up fantastically. There has never been one single smudge. Every single part of our pegging sex life is complete, except the fact the lube won't stay in and do its job. Okay, so the interesting thing here is that you never say what kind of lube you're using. Okay, you have a real-do fieldo with a harness. The doubles that I know of do mostly have what you would call a circumcised cockhead. There are at least one I can think of, maybe two that don't. They're off brands, but they're certainly quality products. Let me look that up for you. Hold on. Okay, I went and took a look, and the company is called Wet For Her. And the toy is called a strapless sex toy, which, as we all know, is inaccurate. I have not found one double-ended dildo that is actually truly strapless the majority of the time. Now, this is supposed to be a girl-on-girl store, but it works great for pegging, and what it looks like, the end of it is actually kind of like two fingers, and that's the whole sort of theme that they do here. It's sort of one finger, two finger, three fingers. So they have three different colors of this double-ended dildo-ish thing. And certainly these two fingers do not have a head on them, so if that is indeed the problem, this is one of the toys you can get that might be a solution. It does have a vibe in it, so hopefully it should give your wife the same stimulation as the Fieldo Realdo. But here's what I'm thinking after all of this research into doubles that could replace what you have and mimic a more uncircumcised or smooth head on the dildo that penetrates him. Here's what I'm thinking. It's the lube, it's not the toy, because there are a lot of people out there who use these doubles. And you are one of the first people I've heard talk about it this way, that there just never seems to be enough lube. So I think maybe you just need to keep trying different lubes. Now, one of the things that I wanted to let you know was things have changed with quality silicone toys combined with quality silicone lubes. There are really nice quality silicone lubes that you actually can use with high quality silicone toys. And when I say high quality, basically what I mean is it has to be 100% silicone, because if there's anything else in there that has been put in to stretch it a little further, to make it a little cheaper, you know, somebody put it in the mix and didn't tell the manufacturer, then that toy will degrade. And of course, the best thing to do if you're trying to do this is to take a little bit of that silicone lube and put it on the bottom of the toy or a place where it's not going to interfere with use and test it. And some people say that what the damage is done when there's incompatible toys and lube is that it makes it really sticky and tacky, and that sticky and tackiness never goes away. But it is becoming more and more well known at this point in time that good quality of both is really okay. Another option for you is a combination, a hybrid lube. And there's a bunch of different manufacturers out there, and somebody keeps asking me to make a lube podcast, and it's a lot of work, you guys. There's a whole bunch of stuff in there, and there's so many different lubes, and the companies keep coming out with more, and then they're compatible with some toys and not with others, and some are for anal and some are for vaginal, and so really, it's, wow, there's a lot of stuff out there. So what I would suggest is that you look into hybrid lubes, water, and silicone. One of the samples that I just got sent was from the company that makes Gun Oil, and I believe the name of the lube is called Pink Unity. And, you know, gun oil is exactly the same as pink. It's just that a woman's not going to buy a lube called gun oil, and guys aren't going to buy a lube named pink. But Pink Unity is a combination of water and silicone. So, let's see, who else makes that? Wet lubes definitely make that. In fact, the product that Wet manufactures for anal play is called Uranus, which I think is a better pronunciation than Uranus in this particular situation. Their anal formula comes water-based or silicone-based. And there's boy butter, too. One of the advantages of boy butter is that they do have both an oil-based, they don't use silicone, but they have oil-based and water-based. And the water-based, both of them are just very creamy. And so the creaminess might be something that could really help sort of keep that lube in there. One of the things you need to be aware of with boy butter, though, is they do use methylparaben and propylparaben. So if you are sensitive to parabens, that is not the lube you want to use. I used it for a long time and loved it. But I'm trying to find things with a little bit better ingredients. But you know, it might work lovely for you. And don't forget about plain old organic coconut oil. That might be the ticket. Coconut oil is not compatible, of course, with latex condoms, but so, you know, you're going to need to replace that funky toy, and you're going to need to get a really nice silicone dildo, but try coconut oil as well. Maybe that'll stay in better. Maybe that'll give you the slide that you're looking for. And Slickwood makes the Sassy H2O. So, you know, give a try and experiment between some of those really good quality H2O ones, and then try some of the hybrid ones, and try the hybrid silicone water. And again, test it on the base of your toy to see if it's better, because those really are the best of both worlds. And if it's compatible with your toy, that would probably be the best. I'm going to put some links for everybody on the Linkorama on my blog, that links to these different products that I'm talking about. But you know what? Do your research and check it out, because there's a bunch of stuff out there. They're making new lubes all the time. I would suggest that you experiment with lubes as opposed to trying to get a different toy, because I really don't think that the toy is the problem. And if she is really happy with the way that it works for her, then try the lube first, because you want her happy. And the lube, I think, is changing that around is what's going to make you happy. So buy little samples of them when you go to your store, or if you're online, just see if you can get little samples. And that way it's inexpensive. You don't buy the whole thing. That way you can try a bunch of them. If it doesn't work, throw it away. Get the point? So go for it and let us know what works, please, because you know, lube question is a big one. Everybody likes something different. Okay, good luck to you. Hi, what do you suggest for a strap-on for a beginner? I have to say, I'm looking forward to trying with my husband. I know he has been wanting this for a long time. I recently found you from Joan Price's website and a link to Smitten Kitten. Just want to know the best place to find a strap-on for beginners. Thanks. P.S. My husband sent me the link to your site. First of all, awesome, oh husband. Awesome move sending the link to my site to your wife. Okay, strap-on for beginners. My first question to you would be whether you are ready to invest in something because you think you are definitely going to like it and you're ready to get the good equipment, or you just want to try something not quite so expensive because you're not really sure if you're going to like it. If it's number one, well, let's start with number two. If it's number two and you're not sure you're going to like it and you want to try something somewhat inexpensive, if you're looking for the beginner's kit that's inexpensive, you can either check out Tantus, but don't buy their beginner kit, buy their intermediate kit, because the two dildos that are included in the beginner kit are actually a little bit too small, and that's actually my complaint about the Sport Sheets beginner's kit, is that there's one dildo. It's much cheaper, but there's one dildo included, and it's actually quite small. It's not even an inch in diameter. So I would recommend the Tantus Intermediate kit if you want something just to try it out. if you're ready to invest in some good equipment, then, I don't know, my go-to really lately has been still the spare parts Jacques, because it is washable, it is ultimately comfortable, and it will fit a wide variety of toys, even double-ended toys. And I would recommend Vixen Creations Mistress for your first toy. It is 6 inches long and 1.25 inches in diameter. It's just the perfect first toy. So those are my go-tos for the first, but, you know, obviously there are a lot of toy companies out there that are making some cool stuff. So just make sure it's 100% silicone. It's a trusted company. And there's harnesses made by Spare Parts. There's some new ones out by Liberator, and they're Aslan leather if you want to go the really deluxe, you know, route. Leather is yummy and lovely and really can't compare when you want to strap that toy down hard against you so it feels like a part of your body. There's always a little bit of give when you have on harnesses that have elastic fastenings. It's not a lot, but it's a little. And I love the way that one guy talked about it. He said it's more for like the sensual pegging as opposed to the really drive it home stuff. You want the leather harnesses if you're really going to drive it, just because there's no give and it really does feel like it's just a part of your body. So those are the best solutions I have for you, the best recommendations. These write-ups are a little bit more involved when you look on my website on the blog and you look under frequently asked questions, and I believe it says what's the best harness and what's the best dildo. One thing I do want to mention to you is that I do recommend a flare-based dildo to start with for beginners. I think it's the best place to start because it allows you to go through your learning curve and figure out how to use that thing. And then once you have it down, you have the movement down, you guys are kind of used to doing the pegging thing, then try out the double if that's something that calls to you, if that's something that sounds like it would work with the way that you get excited and the way that you orgasm and all of that stuff. Okay, so moving on to the next letter. This is a follow-up on a letter. I'm on OkCupid, actually, and this guy wrote me a letter saying that he had difficulty finding doing the pegging dance, and I can't remember his exact words, but when I wrote him and sent him a link about how to find women to do this, or at least, you know, exploring the difficulties of it, that article is called "I Need a Woman to Peg Me." He wrote back and said this: "I've actually had less trouble finding partners open to the idea, but more trouble on my end being as receptive as I'd like to be. A few years ago, my girlfriend at the time initiated the subject and proceeded to pop my pegging cherry, but I only recently started craving it. Now, though, I'm all tight and wound up and haven't been able to follow through when a partner shows an interest. I guess that's part of the case you make for a pro. I just don't hear about guys having trouble relaxing, so am I in the minority on this? Perhaps it speaks to my anxious personality, but the idea is so intoxicating, and I just want to be able to carry it out. I enjoy my practice toys at home, but it's not quite the same, as I'm sure you understand. Have you encountered this? Let's see, your practice toys at home. So one of the first things I was going to suggest is that you just play a lot at home. And you not just play a lot, but you start getting a little bit larger toys. If you're not playing with anything decently sized, then start off with an Eros, because an Eros sort of trains you to be able to relax that part of your body. And what you really want to do is figure out how to relax it. What it sounds like to me is that you're doing a fair amount of self-play yourself. Yeah, that's because that's what self-play is doing it yourself. But my point is that you're doing a fair amount of play yourself, and it's the anxiety of having a partner that really kind of gets you all tight and wound up. If you're a drinker, have one stiff drink. That should help. Another thing is I have never felt anything that's quite as relaxing as someone rimming me. If that's something that your girlfriend or date or whatever is down for, that is a fabulous way to relax your ass. And I don't know, there's something about getting rimmed that just welcomes everything in. That's the only way I can describe it. What else? Oh, well, there's wearing a butt plug for a while. Like, you know, if you know that this is something you're going to do, and a lot of the times it's good to know that it's something you're going to do because you want to get all cleaned out and everything, then clean yourself out and put a butt plug in. And, you know, you can buy those butt plugs that come in like a pack of three, and they basically get larger and larger. And you want ones that will stay in fairly easily. And the key to that is that you want one that gets a little bit narrower at the neck and that has a flared base so that it stays in your ass easily. And you can actually walk around with that in. I mean, some of those that I would recommend are the Tantus ones, like the B-Bomb, and, oh, there's a bunch of them out there. Vixen makes a bunch of them as well, Vixen Creations. And if you put some butt plugs in, a butt plug in, you don't want to put more than one in at the same time, that should kind of stretch things out and sort of get you to being really excited about having something in your ass. And also, you know, not giving yourself a chance to kind of close down before the actual act itself. So that's something else to try. Enjoy, of course, has awesome butt plugs, and the weight of them, because they're stainless steel, feel quite extraordinary. So I would recommend that as well. And this is not something I've heard a lot, but, you know, there's people out there, men and women, that just have a lot of trouble relaxing their ass. I mean, it could be a reflection on who you're with, because this is a really intimate act. And if your girlfriend at the time took your pegging cherry, it didn't sound like that you really had a whole lot of trouble then it was pretty awesome. But now, perhaps with people that you're just experimenting with, perhaps, and don't have a real intimate relationship with, that's when you're running into trouble. So it could be that as well, that because pegging is a very intimate thing. And if you're with a woman who is just like a for fun thing, well, there's a lot of trust that you need to actually let someone peg you. So I don't know, it might be that as well. So those are the suggestions I have for you, and good luck to you. And now, once again, it's our favorite time. It's pegging celebration time. Okay, here's the letter. Hello, Ruby. I just wanted to thank you for your amazing advice. I wrote you a little while back, and you responded in podcast 69. Me and my wife are swingers. She is bi. I'm straight. In my previous letter, I was saying I was embarrassed to ask my wife to peg me. She had only done it a few times after I had a few drinks, and she took a sleeping pill. You advised me to talk it over and have her peg me when we were sober. I have since bought her a sexy red cupless corset that she wears with her red heels. She knows now when I ask her to wear the red outfit, I want to be pegged. It's easier for me to ask for the outfit than for her strap-on up my ass, but she knows what I want. So tonight we had plans for the red outfit. I was really excited. I put on the collar and leash she bought for me and put in a butt plug under my shorts. I laid on the bed and waited for her. She looked amazing when she came in the bedroom. She's very petite and has an amazing body. Looking at her tits exposed, wearing the red corset and heels, had my heart racing. She had a crop in her hand, which was the icing on the cake. She grabbed my leash and pulled me down to my knees and buried my face into her pussy. She tasted amazing, and I loved her in control. She then blindfolded me and gave me a blowjob before having me lay on my back and riding my throbbing cock. Her wet pussy felt so good bouncing on my cock with the butt plug still up my ass. After a few minutes, she told me to take the plug out, which I did as I watched her put on her strap-on. She has a pink Vaculock harness, which she has a real-looking attachment she uses on the girls, but has an 8-inch attachment called the prober she uses on me. After she got it on, she looked at me and said, "Roll over, bitch." I loved hearing that and did as I was told. I started moaning as she slid in deeper and deeper. I didn't think I could take it all, but I wanted every inch. After a few minutes, she fucked me deeper, and I kept asking for more. This was the best she had ever pegged me, and I loved it, and had been dreaming of it for so long. She kept pegging me doggy, and I began falling forward. She tried to jerk me off as she pegged me, but was having trouble, so I told her to just fuck my ass, and I jerked my cock. Within a few minutes, I exploded and was so happy she didn't stop pounding me until after I was done coming. My orgasm was so intense, not like my normal pulsing orgasm. This orgasm was like 15 seconds of a continuous pulse of cum. I laid in my own cum and loved the feeling of her tits on my back as she rested. She looked at me and said, "That's it?" She grabbed me by the hair and forced my face between her thighs, and I sucked her clit till she came in my mouth and pushed me away because her clit was sensitive. It was perfect. I am a very lucky guy. I got the pegging I needed, and she just told me she has a new girl coming over Wednesday evening for a threesome, if we all hit it off. I'm getting greedy, but I'd love my wife to peg me with another girl someday. Too bad we are on opposite coasters, because I'd love to give my ass to you, Ruby. Oh, opposite coasts. I think that, yeah, that's a autocorrect on a phone. Too bad we are on opposite coasts, because I'd love to give my ass to you, Ruby. I may not be rich, but I hit the lottery in my own way. After all this, I just wanted to thank you for helping me get the nerve to ask my wife to fuck my ass like it needed. Laugh out loud. That's an awesome story, and you wrote it so descriptively, I'm sure, much to the pleasure of our listeners. I really enjoyed reading it. It sounded like a fabulous experience for you. And I love the way that you found this compromise. It's like you just couldn't quite say, you know what, I really need you to fuck me in the ass with your strap on. Instead, it's like, honey, put on the red outfit. And that you guys both know that that's what that means. That's totally awesome. That's a great idea. It's a great compromise. It's a great sort of roundabout way of asking for what you want. And still, you're really asking for it because she knows and you get it. You got it. That's for sure. So it took me a while to get this podcast out, and actually you, sir, wrote back again, and I am going to read your next letter. Hello, Ruby, it's Eric. You can use my name if you like. I just wrote you Sunday night, a few hours after my wife pegged me. I saw you replied saying you were going to read my letter in your next podcast. I was so excited to write you and tell you how good she fucked my ass that I forgot to ask a question I had. My wife has been using her Doc Johnson leather harness on women for years, so that's what she uses on me. With the women, she uses a realistic-looking dildo attachment. I prefer an attachment that doesn't look like a penis. That being said, we have used an attachment called the Pink Prober. I don't think you're a big fan of the Vaculock harness, but she likes it and it works. My question is, being she wants to keep this harness, would you suggest any non-realistic-looking attachments for this harness? Variety is the spice of life. Also, I'm not sure the material used on making the Prober, but we put a condom on it anyway for ease of cleaning. Thanks. Okay, so I'm not really a fan of the Vaculock. You're right. But I'm glad that she likes it, and I'm glad it works. If you go to Doc Johnson's website, which I hate to send people to because they sell a bunch of crap, too, but they do have the biggest selection that I have found of the dildos that will attach to the Vaculock harness. And with a little bit of searching, I was able to find a platinum-cured 100% silicone attachment that is called the Beauty. And it may not be the size you want, but they do have some platinum silicone dildo Vaculock attachments. And I think the best place to look for him is Doc Johnson. I think it would be awesome if she would switch to something else, because that crystal jelly Prober, yeah, that's bad. That's not good at all. It's toxic stuff, and it's good that you're covering it with a condom, but that still doesn't protect you completely, because it's made out of jelly. It's also made out of PVC, which you should not be putting inside your body. So, and this is my problem with Doc Johnson, you know, and this is my problem with the Vaculock stuff, is that they have a bunch of awful stuff that attaches to it that they sell to people, and they don't warn them that it's toxic. So there you have it. But that would be the non-realistic looking attachment that I found that may be good enough for you. It's not 8 inches. I think it's only 7, but you know, granted, there's probably some other platinum silicone ones there, but that's what you want to look for. Don't go for those $16.95 dildos. They're crap. You know, go for the ones that are more expensive because that is protecting your body and it's going to last a whole lot longer. And also don't think that the condoms are going to protect you. I mean, it's nice to use condoms just for the ease of cleaning up, absolutely. But don't think that it's going to protect you from a toxic toy. If there's any questions about that, you can go to my website and read the article, Sex Toys Making You Sick? With a question mark. Okay, so there you have it. So I think we're done for tonight. And I wanted to remind you all that I have a whole bunch of stories for sale on Kindle download, and you can also subscribe to my erotica directly from my website and get the best deal. The Kindle download give you a sample, but if you want samples, there's free stories to read on my blog, so you can check out my writing style and see if it's something that you like. And if it is, I sell subscriptions there. 6-inch, 9-inch, and the I Want It All. And you can have erotica all year long. And what else? I have now put my phone number up on the very front page of my blog, which I think is why I'm getting more phone calls, which is totally awesome. Thank you guys for calling in. And I encourage anyone to call in with comments, questions, stories, whatever you like. And you can leave your questions at that number, which is 805-500-6544. You can follow me on Twitter at @Ruby_writer. I have a Facebook page that I would love a thumbs up on. And if you'd like to subscribe to my blog, especially now during Masturbation Month, it has sexy pics and things that never show up on my podcast. All of those fantasies, every single night that I'm getting off and I'm telling you guys what's going through my head when I get off, yeah, that doesn't show up on my podcast, you guys, okay? So, but the podcast itself is on iTunes, and it can also be listened to directly from my blog at peggingparadise.com. If you do download it from iTunes, it helps me out if you go there and rate it and even leave a review, if you would be so kind. Or if you want to do it kind of like the old-fashioned way, you can send your questions and stories to ruby@peggingparadise.com. And as always, I want to thank you all very, very much for downloading and listening, and happy pegging.